Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
There is nothing but God. In the beginning, all things were one, undifferentiated, unformed, no thing. In order to be experienced and known, no thing had to be formed into everything, resulting in different shapes, sizes, colors, and species coming into existence and giving the appearance of a separation that never really occurred, somewhat like the billions of cells in our bodies, each contributing different functions, yet all emerging from a single cell. All things are simply an extension and differentiation of the initial one no-thing, Ein Sof Or. Everything that ever became phenomenal remains an emanation of the nominal that we refer to as God. We don't want to keep trying to turn the divine into little piles of poo-poo in order to maintain our individuality. We couldn't even if we did want to. We did not design the game and only have a say with regards to the way we feel playing it. From the macrocosm to the microcosm, the divine remains divine, period. On one hand, the right one, this game is about learning how you are determined to maintain your uniqueness by hanging on to personalized stories and belief systems that you will learn in the playing are designed to keep you nailed in a symbolic coffin, to a cross of illusions, time and space, or more succinctly, in hell. Review impartial self-observation leads to self-realization. On the other hand, the left one, the game is about removing everything from your consciousness, forgiveness, that does not resemble the divine, allowing you to overcome the coffin cross and ascend to a heavenly existence where a fulfilling, extraordinary life awaits you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added. Matthew 6:33. Quote, forgiveness is the great need of this world, but that is because it is a world of illusions. Those who forgive are thus releasing themselves from illusions, while those who withhold forgiveness are binding themselves to them. As you condemn only yourself, so do you forgive only yourself. A Course in Miracles.